Sunday morning. It's hashtag everyone talking about hashtag everything. I'm Kate Doherty here with Keely Reger, and we are so excited, aren't we, Keely?
We are very excited to have our guests in here today.
Yeah, we have Michelle Westmoss and Barb Holthaus from John Wood Community College. If you listened last week, we had Brad Henry talking about his experience as an iLearn recipient and his plans for his daughter, Jocelyn, to hopefully attend college one day. And anyway, we are excited because right here in the tri-states, we are finally going to have a College for Life program through John Wood Community College for individuals. It's exciting.
That's right. It is huge.
Yeah.
As you said, I'm Michelle Westmoss. I'm from Pittsfield. And I am just as excited as you are to have this happening and really thrilled to be a part of helping launch this pilot season or pilot, what do we call it? Mm-hmm. Semester. College words.
There we go. And it does start this August, right?
Yes, it does. The first day of classes will be August 22nd. The semester starts the 21st. Our classes are on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Okay. That's less than 2 months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
So registration is nearly ready. Folks that are interested can call. My number at the college is 217-641-4340. And you can call me about anything College for Life related. We are looking for students. We are looking for students.
I love that. Students.
We are looking for students.
And
you
they
know,
are looking for you.
That's
they,
right.
They don't even know they want to find us. So, you know, we need people who are listening to be sure and reach out to the students that they might know, to potential students. The requirements to attend College for Life are be 18 years or older and want to come,
right?
Essentially. College for Life is part of the community-based outreach program. So the courses are designed just like any other adult continuing ed kind of course. So it's non-credit bearing. We will have pass-fail grading because we want to be able to keep transcripts for our students. Typically, in adult continuing ed, you don't have that. But that's important to us. We want someone who's come to College for Life programs over a period of time to have a transcript to show what they've done. And so we will have pass-fail grading for that. Yes, Kate.
Well, because the goal with the College for Life program is an adult could go and attend the College for Life program on Tuesdays and Thursdays, mm-hmm. and just enjoy the lifelong learning aspect and enrich their lives either just for pure personal enjoyment or for maybe looking for a few tips and tricks on ways to become more employable or so on and so forth. However, this can also be used for an individual who needs a little bit of stepping stone to kind of wet their feet in before they actually take a credit-bearing class. Or they could actually take a credit-bearing class if they wanted to try one in College for Life.
Right. There's no division where you have to participate in College for Life or regular courses. This is designed for students who, even with using our disability services support, mm-hmm. still don't think they would be successful or don't feel ready mm-hmm. to take on credit-bearing courses. So mm-hmm. this is an alternative to allow them to participate as a John Wood student. So,
Because they're medically significant, correct? I mean, perhaps it's just physically not possible for them to...
There could be all kinds of reasons. And so, you know, I think of it as taking those adult continuing ed courses and, you know, if my daughter, who's 20 and has Kabuki syndrome, mm-hmm. it's a one no one ever has ever heard of, if she wanted to take the photography class on Thursday evenings at John Wood, she mm-hmm. could do that. There's no mm-hmm. limitation, but she might need the instructor to make some adjustments for her. These courses will automatically have those adjustments designed in.
Gotcha.
And so mm-hmm. they're ready to go. And those mm-hmm. typical courses are in the evenings when mm-hmm. people who work have time. These young folks, and, mm-hmm. and actually there's no young about it, can be any age, right, mm-hmm. May want to come during the day. Evenings might not be best for them. So we want to give them a day option.
Well, yeah. And it's
like
it's,
other college students mm-hmm. do.
Yeah. And it's...
It's the total college experience.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And so what we've added to it that doesn't happen in regular adult continuing ed is that pass, fail, and transcript option, mm-hmm. and getting a John Wood student ID, mm-hmm. and all of the privileges that that brings, mm-hmm. so that students who are in College for Life programs will have all the status of any other John Wood student, can participate in every campus activity just like any other John Wood student. Mm-hmm. They just don't happen to take credit-bearing courses. Mm-hmm. But their ID doesn't say that.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So when I go to the movie theater and get in for the student mm-hmm. thing and show them my ID, I'm a John Wood student just like the other mm-hmm. guy.
Yeah. Well, and I love the fact that it can be a building ground. I think that's mm-hmm. the really fantastic piece, because there's not a limitation to the program. You know, I think it's going to become a great working tool for a relationship between schools and college.
I hope so.
Exactly.
Because I think the more you're better able to explain, like, what it takes to be a College for Life mm-hmm. student, I think that gives a really great base.
Well, I think that helps other schools, K through 12, prepare.
Well, as we talked about with Brad last week, mm-hmm. how does your school prepare your student for the vision you have of them? Well, there was never a program like this. So students going to high school in the tri-states were never preparing for this because it didn't exist.
It didn't exist. Mm-hmm.
So
right.
Now we have something new to set our sights on, mm-hmm. which is absolutely huge, mm-hmm. huge, huge. And I liked what you used the word become. This mm-hmm. program will become. And that's the key. This is a pilot. Mm-hmm. And we don't know what the program will become. And that's mm-hmm. one of the things that thrills me the most, is we have the opportunity to start where we are mm-hmm. with what we can do.
Right.
We're starting with 10 students in the fall, taking mm-hmm. 5 courses Tuesdays and Thursdays. Mm-hmm. I don't know what that might look like down the road. We're starting on the main campus. Mm-hmm. Boy, I hope we have courses at the mm-hmm. Pike County and the Mount Sterling campus someday.
Oh, wouldn't that be cool? Mm-hmm.
But I don't, you know, we don't know because, mm-hmm. you know, John Wood is a non-credit college, mm-hmm. right? It's a community college strapped mm-hmm. for cash. Mm-hmm. This has to be a self-sustaining program just like all the other mm-hmm. community-based outreach programs. Mm-hmm. When we're limiting ourselves to 10 students mm-hmm. because we need time mm-hmm. to get it right, mm-hmm. their tuition won't match the cost of the program. Mm-hmm. So we really need community support mm-hmm. to get us going, and help us grow until we become all that we can be and until we are self-sustaining through our student tuition.
So if someone is passionate about what they're hearing right now, how can they get involved? How can they maybe help the program along?
Well, we have Barb here from the foundation office.
Hey, Barb!
She knows that stuff.
When we are excited, we've already established a fund within the John Wood Community College Foundation. The JWCC Foundation is a 501c3 charitable organization which supports the programs and the students of John Wood Community College. And so we've already taken those first steps to establish that fund. So all donations that we receive in support of College for Life are tax deductible. They can be directed to the foundation, and as Michelle said, she is a great contact for us and can get you in touch with our office to make that happen. And we're excited about the opportunity because it truly is unique for our community. And whether you have a student or you are a student who's interested in this program or not, it will benefit our entire community. And so we feel like that support is out there, and we would welcome that and encourage that, because it will truly make a difference for our entire community. So
well, and if you're interested in donating or in signing up for the classes, 217-641-4340. Again, that number is 217-641-4340. And you'll get Michelle Westmoss, and she'll direct you either to Barb Holthaus or help get you signed up and make this happen. For right now, we're going to take our first break, and this is Hashtag Everyone talking about Hashtag Everything. And we're so excited and blessed this Sunday morning to be with John Wood Community College talking about their College for Life program. See you in a bit.
Branching Out LLC, a premier lawn and landscaping service that can meet all your residential and commercial needs. Regardless of the season, Branching Out offers a service for maintenance-free outside living. Branching Out takes the time to listen to your needs and ensure it's done correctly the first time. If you're not satisfied, Branching Out is not satisfied. To contact Branching Out, call 573-501-0760 or visit them at www.branchingoutllc.com.
It's back to school, Mustang style, Saturday, July 15th. Pre-sale, $10 entry, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. On-site entry, $15 from 2 to 4 p.m. Upon entry, each paid shopper will be supplied with two shopping bags and then shop till you drop for free. One item into the bags at a time, please. All money will go to support the Marion County R2 School. For questions, call Kathy Bridgman, 573-439-5471, or Mary Wilson, 573-439-5140.
I learn, I speak, I care. Hashtag every child. Down country, because every child is a gift. Every child can learn, and every child learns differently. Up at downcountry.com. Up at downcountry.com, or call 217-617-3568. 217-617-3568, or visit Downcountry on Facebook or Twitter. Hashtag every child. Welcome back, everybody. This is Hashtag Everyone talking about Hashtag Everything. And we have the fantastic folks from John Wood Community College talking about their new exciting adventure, College for Life, this fall. If you're interested in the program or in donating to the program or just in learning more about it, the number is 217-641-4340. But don't feel limited by your status to call, meaning if you're a parent of a two-year-old and you're interested in College for Life, call. If you are a teacher of seventh graders, call. If you are an administrator of a school within the tri-state area, give them a call. If you are a community member and you are fascinated by this concept, please give them a call because, you know, the best part about being in the tri-states is we are small, we are better together, we can make things happen, and we have an ability here to truly impact some lives and enrich our community as a whole. And so that's really exciting. But we've talked a little bit about what College for Life is, but I mean, let's talk about what it's not. Like, this is not a day placement program. That's not what this is. This is a college program of lifelong learning and education for individuals who live life outside the box. And the benefits to our community as far as that partnership and looking at transition pieces, Keely, this is a really huge benefit when you look at beginning to prepare kids because it's never early enough to start.
Oh, it's never early enough. And I think we've got to start having these conversations, you know, start them at two, start them at three, start them, you know, whenever you can possibly get those conversations and have those visions of what things might look like. Because when you're talking about it, you set goals, you reach those goals. If you're not talking about it, you're just kind of treading water. So I think the best thing we can do is look forward. And the really cool piece about this with John Wood Community College is that they have this College for Life program. It is new, it is unique, and it is something that our tri-state area is going to now have to kind of have out there as a goal for anyone interested, wherever they're at in their walk of life, because you know what? The sky's the limit.
Well, and College for Life is a really innovative program. In the state of Illinois, there are only 9 college programs for students with intellectual and developmental disabilities. I mean,
right. And that's stretching it to 9, regardless of the robustness of the program. You know, the Think College website, thinkcollege.net, that Brad talked about last week, we've used that as a great resource. And actually, a lot of my colleagues from around the state have been involved in the Think College website for Illinois. So they, when you go to the Think College site and you click Illinois and you look at what programs there are, they have 5 listed. Five. And the closest one is the one in Godfrey that at Lewis and Clark that Brad talked about. There's another one at Heartland College in Bloomington Normal that's doing really good things. All of those are resources for us in looking at what are they doing and what pieces of what they're doing do we want to copy? Mm-hmm. What things have they learned that we don't want to learn the hard way?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right? So it's good that there are a few going, but we want to really be sure that people understand that the reason you've never seen anything like this or heard of anything like this is because it's a new thing. And I think last week you also mentioned how exciting it is that we actually have adults with developmental disabilities who are doing things. Until you see it in person, you don't even know that you can imagine it, right? You have to see it. And then we, in small towns, we run into that one person who's doing it and we exclude them because there must be something really special about them, but my kid can't. And I'm here to tell you that, you know, if they can do it, you can do it. Let's figure out how. And it's all about possibilities.
For me, it's about faith and belief because, you know, if you get a good parent and you get some good teachers and some good administrators and you get a good community, and we are a good community, and you get all of those factors behind, there's nothing you can achieve. And I love the College for Life's mission that the goal is to provide learning by providing accessible educational opportunities at an exceptional value. To better reach the community as a whole.
Exactly.
I mean, like, that's fantastic, and because this is a community enrichment piece.
And that's the mission for John Wood, you know?
Great.
So College for Life is just taking that mission and making sure that it reaches a piece of our community that typically is harder
all
to
students.
Reach.
All not students. Just exactly. one group of students,
and,
all students.
And it's saying, okay, we see that there's some folks who, for a variety of reasons, it's been harder for them to access what we have to offer here. What can we do to make it possible for them?
You know, I've talked about this on past shows, but like my hope, my prayer with this College for Life program is that as it evolves and becomes over the next decade, is that within here the tri-states, that within the next 10 years, no parent ever will have to hold their baby in their arms like I did with Elliot. And here, so what do you think? You're going to be able to institutionalize them, or are they going to have a group home?
Right.
I hope that question 10 years down the road for that new mom holding her beautiful baby in her arms is going to be, so, man, do you think they're going to go for the College for Life program, or do you think they're going to attend, you know,
U of I?
Break down those mindsets. Break down those barriers.
What are you planning for your kiddo? You know what I mean? Like, what are those plans? And that, for me, is that's a hope and an earnest prayer from a parent standpoint. And I'm sure that's the same for you, Michelle, as
a
parent.
And it's about keeping every door open. And you know, sometimes I remember when my daughter was three and we had the experience of going to her first school meeting to enter public school. And we had the vision that she'd be able to go to college if she wants to. We don't know what she wants, but we're not going to accidentally close a door because we weren't even thinking it was remotely possible. And so that meant when she was learning math, this kid could not remember her math facts, just couldn't. Still can't at 20. But she can use a calculator, and she can sit at the table and talk to me in algebra words.
I love it.
So... you know, if we didn't have that vision, and if she had been on the regular self-contained special education track that kids in our district historically had gone through, you can't do your facts. Well, you know, what are you going to do anyway? You just have to manage your money, whatever. And maybe we wouldn't have. Why would she need algebra or geometry? Why does any kid need algebra or geometry?
I don't know.
I
ask myself that all the time.
But it's in the curriculum. And if it's in the curriculum for the other kid, if my son had to endure it, then so does she.
Right.
And now she can talk to people about those things, and she can do the problem solving that comes with it.
With all due respect, the use of a calculator is an employable job skill, because if I want to work at Hy-Vee or County Market, I've got to run a cash register.
Right.
Congratulations. If I want to run a cash register, even though some of them are really fancy these days, I need to understand those basic concepts. And so I don't think anybody ever is saying don't teach basic skills. Absolutely.
Right.
Teach
those.
But you know what? Here's the thing. At the same time, that employability, that lifelong learning piece, that ability to contribute to society and to make things accessible for all kiddos, it's truly amazing.
And it's just not closing not letting the lack of any one basic skill stop you from where you might go.
Right. Absolutely.
And, you know, and then she continued memorizing her basic facts at her, she's going to Lincoln Land Community College. And she actually memorized a few more that she hadn't quite cemented. So learning continues forever, and we don't give up, and we keep doors open. Another thought I had when Brad was here last week, we're getting to the end of our moment, aren't we?
Oh, no, you're okay.
So, you know, this whole program happened because Brad had a connection with the president of the college.
Relationships.
Right? And our kids are going to get jobs because of the connections they have. They're going to have a roommate to live in a regular apartment because they know somebody. And so where are they going to get those connections? Are they going to happen at home after high school when they have nothing else to do but sit at home?
Sit on the couch.
I don't think so. But if I'm at College for Life on campus with hundreds of thousands, I don't know, like tons of other students of all ages, now I can make connections and I can do that. I have a whole world open to me because I don't know where each connection might lead.
Oh, man. And on that, we're going to take a break. This is Hashtag Everyone talking about Hashtag Everything. Be back in a bit.
Branching Out LLC, a premier lawn and landscaping service that can meet all your residential and commercial needs. Regardless of the season, Branching Out offers a service for maintenance-free outside living. Branching Out takes the time to listen to your needs and ensure it's done correctly the first time. If you're not satisfied, Branching Out is not satisfied. To contact Branching Out, call 573-501-0760 or visit them at www.branchingoutllc.com.
It's back to school, Mustang style, Saturday, July 15th. Pre-sale, $10 entry, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. On-site entry, $15 from 2 to 4 p.m. Upon entry, each paid shopper will be supplied with two shopping bags and then shop till you drop for free. One item into the bags at a time, please. All money will go to support the Marion County R2 School. For questions, call Kathy Bridgman, 573-439-5471, or Mary Wilson, 573-439-5140.
I learn, I speak, I care. Hashtag every child. Down country, because every child is a gift. Every child can learn, and every child learns differently. Up at downcountry.com. Up at downcountry.com or call 217-617-3568, 217-617-3568, or visit Downcountry on Facebook or Twitter. Hashtag every child. Hey, welcome back. It's Hashtag Everyone talking about Hashtag Everything. And we've just been having a great conversation with John Wood Community College about their College for Life. I want to give the number real quick. Again, it is 217-641-4340, 217-641-4340. And please call that number if you're interested in becoming a student, think you might be interested in becoming a student, or if you wish to donate to the foundation. Otherwise, let's talk about these classes. What are the classes offered through College for Life?
Well, okay, so this is exciting because we've got all four courses lined up. We're going to have a course related to sports and fitness, which is really going to be about trying out all different kinds of leisure activities. And, you know, the campus has so many great opportunities in the athletic building and the fitness center and whatnot. So they're going to just make use of those and really have a fun time and explore things that they might enjoy doing ongoing for their life. We're going to have an opportunity to explore relationships in another course to talk about healthy relationships and getting along. You know, that can be very challenging for all of us, let alone someone who's had limited opportunities and whatnot. And then a hands-on cooking class with healthy recipes, nutrition. And we're going to have Keely help us explore getting and keeping a job, employment skills, that kind of thing. So, and I just want to say that even relationships and jobs.
I don't know. We'll see.
You know, well, remember, you can work 3 days a week and still come to
there
job.
There you go.
Absolutely.
But, I mean, lots of college kids have a job and come to college.
There you go.
And, you know, each of these courses is designed to be fun and interactive and have some real life application and outcome. So I just expect that it will be really great. Now, there's the fifth course is self-advocacy, and I'll teach that one, and that will give me as the coordinator an opportunity to really spend time with the students each week and know how things are going for everybody, and also to, on an ongoing basis, grow those skills in speaking up for yourself, standing up for yourself, knowing what your vision is. How do I tell other people what my vision is? How do I get other people to help me make my vision real? Mm-hmm. And so students will choose at least three courses. One will be self-advocacy. Mm-hmm. So we want students who are making a commitment to really jump into the program.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And explore that self-advocacy and take at least two others. Mm-hmm. So students can take all five, mm-hmm. or they can take part of a day. Mm-hmm. Courses are from 9 to 3 on Tuesdays and Thursdays with a one-hour lunch. That kind of leads to something else that's important for students to know is, you know, that's a one-hour lunch where they're on their own. Mm-hmm. And just like any other college student, they need to bring their lunch, buy it on campus, go out to lunch with a friend. Mm-hmm. Colleges don't have school buses, mm-hmm.
right.
So students have to get their
this
own transportation.
This is real life application.
This is real
stuff.
Life.
This is good.
Students have to find their way to and from school. Mm-hmm. We don't have, you know, staff mm-hmm. watching students in the hall at John Wood, so you mm-hmm. need to get to and from class, use the restroom, take your breaks all on your own.
Well, and they're responsible for following the college code of conduct, which every other John Wood student is
exactly.
required to follow.
And, you know, I'm sure, I haven't looked it up, but I'm sure there's a code of conduct that's a page mm-hmm. long with tiny print. But mm-hmm. the gist of it is you can't be a danger to yourself or others, mm-hmm. and you can't interfere with the learning environment.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Of course, that's important.
Anyone. Mm-hmm. You bet.
And then you have to be able to pay your tuition. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there are responsibilities for students, and which means College for Life won't be for everybody, because mm-hmm. there will be some people who will say, well, forget about that. You mean I have to mm-hmm. manage lunch by myself? I'm not ready. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But we encourage you to, you know, stretch out of your comfort zone.
But again, I think that becomes that transition piece. It
right.
becomes if
that preparation.
If you're an educator, if
you
you're a parent, mm-hmm. if you're an administrator, if whatever your role is with an individual, you know, we've got to get them ready to transport. We've mm-hmm. got to, you know, get them ready to bring their own lunch, buy their own lunch, you know, take care of their needs and
mm-hmm. how follow, are we going to do that?
And those are really applicable goals, because hopefully this is a building ground for lifelong learning, for mm-hmm. increased employability, or, you know, heck, 4-year degree. I would love someday to be sitting here on this show and have both of you back and say, congratulations, just so you know, this young man or young woman started in the College for Life program from one of our area schools. Then they went on and mm-hmm. they ended up going to the University of Illinois.
Oh, wouldn't that be beautiful?
Or yes. Mizzou. Like, I think mm-hmm. that would be so exciting. And I think that's within the realm of possibility.
Well, I do too.
Because here's the thing. People with developmental disabilities have gifts and talents just like the rest of us. And, you know, I tell the folks that I'm connected with, I don't walk around telling y'all what I'm not good at.
Mm-hmm.
I shine the light on all my best stuff, and I hide all my bad stuff. My husband knows that. You guys don't need to know that. So when our young people are ready to go to college, that's when I don't have to take what high school says I have to graduate.
Right.
I can take what I'm good at.
You
and if
find
I've got a niche,
getcha.
I'm going to find that niche and I'm going to dive deep into it until I'm a rock star there. And I don't have to be great at everything. So, yeah, it's possible. Our folks,
listen to her. Yeah, it's possible. I love it.
And ladies and gentlemen, this is about John Wood Community College, College for Life program, 217-641-4340. 217-641-4340 if you're interested in learning more. And we're out of time. This has been Hashtag Everyone talking about Hashtag Everything. God bless. Have a blessed Sunday. Every day.